the greatest stock traders of all time didn't just make money, they decoded the market's DNA. Jesse Livermore, Bernard Baruch, Gerald Loeb, Nicholas Darvis, and William O'Neill operated in completely different eras spanning over 100 years, yet independently discovered strikingly similar principles. This isn't coincidence. Despite technological revolutions transforming markets from ticker tapes to algorithms, these legends recognized an unchanging truth. Markets are ultimately driven by human psychology. Fear, greed, hope, and ignorance remain constant across generations. Their collective wisdom has influenced modern titans like Ray Dalio and Warren Buffett, who acknowledge that the psychology of these traders remains as relevant today as it was a century ago. What made these five individuals exceptional wasn't just their profits, but their ability to see through market chaos to the human patterns beneath. "It's not the thinking that makes the money, it's the sitting," Livermore famously observed. All five traders discovered that emotional control matters more than analytical brilliance. They approached markets not as mathematical puzzles, but as psychological battlefields where discipline determines survival. Each developed rigorous daily routines. Livermore maintained complete silence in his office and stood most of the day for alertness. Darvis studied price movements for 8 hours daily despite his demanding dance career. O'Neill built the market's first comprehensive database, tracking thousands of data points. Their discipline extended to trade management through methodical position sizing and pyramiding, starting with small positions, about 20% of intended total, and adding only if stocks moved favorably. This approach allowed them to build substantial positions in winners while limiting exposure to losers. When SSYS and NTES followed Livermore's patterns in 2003, traders using his century-old principles captured 200% gains in just 6 months. Imagine approaching your investments with this level of discipline. How would your results change if emotions never dictated your decisions? What's most surprising about these trading legends is how consistently they rejected conventional wisdom. All five independently concluded that diversification was overrated, preferring concentrated positions in their best ideas. They bought stocks making new highs rather than seeking bargains, recognizing that stocks hitting new price levels often continue their momentum. They cut losses quickly rather than averaging down on losers, and they let profits run instead of taking quick gains. Baruch identified the 1929 market top when even beggars offered him stock tips. Loeb advocated short-term trading, 6 to 18-month holding periods, over long-term investing. Darvis made his fortune while completely ignoring Wall Street advice, making trades via telegram from international locations. Their willingness to think independently protected them during market crashes that devastated conventional investors. When everyone around you insists on the same investment approach, consider that the greatest traders in history succeeded precisely by questioning these assumptions. Each trader elevated market research to an art form. Livermore meticulously recorded price patterns in notebooks, developing his line of least resistance strategy. Baruch earned the nickname Dr. Facts for his unwavering commitment to fundamental analysis. O'Neill revolutionized the field by creating the industry's first comprehensive stock database, tracking over 3,000 data points on more than 10,000 stocks. Their research revealed that market-leading stocks share identifiable characteristics before major moves. O'Neill's famous cup with handle pattern predicted U.S. Surgical's 767% gain over 22 months. The double bottom pattern preceded American Power Conversion's 800% surge. Remarkably, Darvis's box theory from the 1950s identified the same patterns O'Neill would document decades later. Both recognized stocks consolidate in defined ranges before breaking to new highs. This consistency across generations suggests these patterns reflect fundamental aspects of market psychology rather than temporary anomalies. Nicholas Darvis stands as perhaps the most inspiring example for everyday investors. Unlike the others, he had no brokerage background. He was a professional dancer who stumbled into trading when he accepted stock as payment for a performance. Starting with typical novice mistakes, collecting tips, overtrading, and taking quick profits, he eventually developed his box theory while maintaining a demanding international dance career. What made Darvis successful was his isolation from Wall Street noise. Trading via telegram from distant locations, he avoided the opinions that might have clouded his judgment. When he moved closer to Wall Street, he lost focus and suffered nearly $100,000 in losses. After acknowledging these mistakes and returning to his disciplined approach from Paris, he made over $2 million in just 18 months, equivalent to about $20 million today. His story demonstrates that outsiders can sometimes see market patterns more clearly than insiders drowning in information overload. What external influences might be clouding your investment judgment today? If these five legendary traders agreed on anything, it was this: limiting losses is the supreme rule of trading. O'Neill's number one rule was cutting all losses at 7 to 8% below purchase price. Loeb insisted on a 10% maximum loss. Limervor, Baruch, and Darvis all developed similar strict loss-cutting disciplines. This wasn't coincidence. All five discovered through painful experience that protecting capital is more important than maximizing gains. Even these exceptional traders experienced loss ratios approaching 50%, but their strict adherence to loss cutting preserved capital for future opportunities. As Baruch noted, even being right 3 or 4 times out of 10 should yield a person a fortune if he has the sense to cut his losses quickly. This principle remains the most violated by amateur investors, who often hold losing positions hoping for recovery. The psychological difficulty of accepting small losses leads to catastrophic ones, a pattern these traders recognized and systematically avoided. The convergence of these traders' methods across different eras reveals something profound. While markets evolve constantly, human nature, the ultimate driver of price movements, remains remarkably consistent. The same patterns that made Livermore millions in the 1920s still appear in modern charts. The disciplined approach that protected Baruch's capital through multiple panics works equally well in today's corrections. Their collective wisdom offers a blueprint not just for better returns, but for the emotional mastery required for long-term success. Work ethically and continuously. Study markets objectively. Cut losses quickly. Let profits run. Focus on market leaders. Understand general market direction. Trade with the trend. Document and learn from mistakes. Maintain emotional balance. What makes these principles powerful isn't their complexity, but their simplicity. They don't require advanced degrees or sophisticated algorithms, just the discipline to follow them consistently. The market continues to offer opportunities to those who can master themselves before attempting to master it. As these five legends demonstrated across a century of trading, fortune truly favors the disciplined.